It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Jonathan here, says Jonathan there. He says, I've been asking you to do this topic for weeks, but Jeremy is probably afraid of the backlash against him. He's always giving out about the Catholic religion and always making jokes about it, and that God is made up. Will you wait till I finish reading this?
No, don't say things that aren't true.
You asked a moment ago before we started recording, are we going to have an argument today? We are already. I haven't even finished reading the message.
He's saying I'm always slagging off the Catholic religion. That's actually not true.
But it actually is true. It actually is true. He's always giving out about the Catholic religion and always making jokes about it and that God is made up.
Well, that's true.
Yet his two kids are christened, aren't they? Well, he actually has three kids.
Jesus, how long ago was that message sent? I have
2 weeks ago.
I have a three-year-old. Yes, I've had another one since. Yes.
That makes him an absolute hypocrite. I'll bet you €20 that his kids haven't even been in a church since they were baptized. People like Jeremy make me absolutely sick.
Oh, shots fired.
They use the church when they want to. He had no business being at a christening. Now, this was sent in a couple of weeks back, and we actually forgot all about it. Jonathan, I do apologize. We saw that message when it came in 2 weeks ago, and we thought, oh, we'll definitely get around to doing that. And we forgot all about it until today. So, Jonathan, he's probably been thinking for the last couple of weeks that we weren't going to talk about it.
No, why have I ever shied away from the topic? There's just a lot of... Turn off the music, please, so I can speak. Thank you.
Okay, but hang on. You're always giving out about the Catholic religion as one of the things.
There's a lot of misinformation.
Well, there's not. Only a few episodes ago, you were giving out about how, as an altar boy, you went around to the church, the priest's house, and he sat in his lap.
That's not slagging off the religion, that's a statement of fact.
It's ripping the piss out of the church.
That's exactly what happened.
It is. Okay, but then forget about that bit. Are you a deeply devout Catholic?
No, I don't believe in God or Jesus. I think they're both made up characters.
You've said that on this podcast before?
Yeah, no, I'll say it again. I think...
So that's not slagging off the church?
People who say believe the word of God and all that, you may as well believe the word of Iron Man or Superman or Lex Luthor or something like that.
Okay, this is all very interesting because when you were getting your children christened... Okay? I want you to pay very close attention to this. When you were getting your kids christened, you and the parents had to answer I do to the following questions.
So are you going to repeat
exactly what you agreed to, what you signed up to?
Well, okay. I can't remember.
Do you reject Satan? You're meant to say I do.
Oh, sorry, I do. Yeah. Okay.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises. Here's the paragraph.
I don't believe in Satan, but if he was real, I'd reject him. Okay. I'm not a fan of Satan. Here's the paragraph that you said I do to. Have a listen to this. Not a fan of Satan.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, and rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
No, because I don't believe anybody can rise from the dead.
But you said I do.
I don't believe. What was the first part of that? Do you believe in what?
Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord.
No, and the next bit about the Virgin.
Who was born of the Virgin Mary.
No, no one's born of a virgin.
So why did you say I do?
I probably didn't.
You did.
No, wait, I remember being, because we were, it was a heavy...
Jeremy, if you were standing beside the priest and you didn't say I do, the priest would stop the bloody ceremony. So you did say I do. You vowed all this stuff and you said I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I do. Do you believe that God is the all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus? I do.
So
you absolute... hypocritical son of a bitch.
So you, Jesus Christ, shots fired. You got married after getting divorced.
Not in the Catholic Church, I didn't.
Ah, you wanted to.
No, but I didn't. Yeah, but I didn't.
You wanted a marriage.
The Catholic Church wouldn't have allowed me, okay? I'm pointing out here...
But hang on, you made the exact same... Now, I don't know, I wasn't there at your wedding day. I DJ'd at it later, but I wasn't there for the nuptials. Your first marriage, I'm sure you made all those sorts of promises as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, until the day you die.
Oh, yeah.
Are you dead?
No.
Oh, so there you go.
This isn't about me.
No.
In fact, this conversation isn't in any way related to marriage or to me.
Well, it is.
And I'm telling you, I got my kids christened 30 years ago,
yeah?
And I wouldn't do it again, Okay, if I was to have kids tomorrow, which is impossible, but if I was, I would not do it again. I would not christen
well,
them
wouldn't be your
into
be
a
you
church that
the
I don't believe in. Which you did only a matter of years
but
ago.
But you rejected Satan on your wedding day, I'm
that
sure.
That was 30 years ago. What? Which part of... which? No, you, by the way, in your wedding vows, you don't reject Satan. You have to do it all in the baptism vows, which is what you agree to.
Okay.
I do. I do. I believe in Jesus. So yep. This is what you said in front of an audience.
Yeah.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. And you said, I do.
I do.
Yeah. You absolute hypocrite.
Well, if I didn't say I do, it was to move the ceremony along.
But why would you lie in public like
we
that?
We had to move the ceremony. I had the step in booked for 3 o'clock that day. And
I rest my case.
And literally, we only had the room for 3.5 hours. So
I rest my case. You're an absolute hypocrite.
It was a beautiful day. So are you.
This isn't about me.
But if you're going to,
because I've already. Okay.
If you're going to fart.
All right, but then I'll rephrase. Okay, I'll rephrase it. I'm telling you, if I had kids tomorrow, I would not get them christened. Okay, and that's quite categorical. And if whoever I was having the kids with wanted to, we'd have an issue. We'd have a really severe issue.
But we wouldn't, because at the end of the day, the mother has the final say. So you wouldn't have an issue.
But you went through with all this. So you are the ultimate hypocrite, and you can't say it was 30 years ago. It was only a couple of years ago. Okay.
Yes, I used the Catholic Church for a day out, which most people do.
So why did you not go down to the beautiful mosque down in Milltown there? Yeah,
Clonskea.
That one there. Why didn't you bring the kids in there?
Is there such a thing as a Muslim Christian?
Enroll them
into Islam.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you do that?
Never too late.
You're saying that in an absolute condescending sort of way.
If they grow up and they
why
decide.
Did you not bring the kids down to the local Church of Ireland?
Why didn't you get married in a Jewish
stop,
ceremony?
Stop throwing this back in that way.
I'm just saying.
Because this is recent. Why didn't you bring your kids down to the Church of Ireland? Down the road from your house.
Oh, don't do Protestantism. No.
But you don't do Catholicism either.
Okay.
Do you not understand the point that I'm trying to make? That it is absolute hypocrisy that you just went along and took the kids to a Catholic church. And one of the things that message says... One of the things that message said was, I can guarantee none of his kids have been to church since they were christened.
Well, I won't answer that question because it's none of your business.
But it's absolutely true.
But you don't know that.
Okay, so... All you have to do is answer. You had your kids in church?
I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Because you're losing the argument.
So, no. It's none of your business, Jonathan, when the last time... What is weird, by the way, sort of creepy question to ask anyway. When's the last time our kids were in mass? None of your absolute
business.
Because
that's what this conversation is about.
It's not.
You said... Actually, Jonathan, you're probably right.
He won't
answer the questions because he knows he's an absolute hypocrite. You are an absolute hypocrite. You took your kids to a church. You went for a party afterwards, which is what an awful lot of people do. And you have no intention of getting your kids involved in that religion. And you lied in church about these vows that you said I do to.
As did you for your wedding vows. There we go. We're both heathens.
No.
We're both heathens.
Hang on for one second.
Till the day I die.
Hang on. I am admitting.
Oh, he's calling me Jeremy. Yeah. No, it's serious.
I am admitting that, yes, my first marriage was a failed marriage. Yeah?
Yes.
I did vow this, that, and the other till death do us part.
Just words. You couldn't wait to get to the afters.
It fell apart. Shit happens, okay? Yeah. That wasn't my intention. But you... consciously lied in the church. You literally lied in front of an audience.
Strike me down.
Well, you
because
should be struck down.
Every single person, bar maybe 1% of people that walk into a church nowadays, be it for a wedding, a christening, a communion or a confirmation, you're not churchgoers. Here's all I need to know, and this is what will keep me sleep at night. I don't have faith in a religion, but I am a Christian person. I am a good person.
So why did you enroll your children into a church that you don't believe in?
No, but I want my children to live a Christian life, as in be Christian.
Good people.
Yes, as being the...
That's all you have to say. Be a good person.
The definition of a Christian. I am the definition of a Christian. I am a good person. I do good things for people. I don't like to talk about my charitable work. I'm not going to mention my charitable work, but I am a Christian person, and that's all. And we will bring up our children in a Christian house is what we do. We teach them to be Christians.
Okay, do you say prayers with them then? Do you say prayers with them? Because then if you don't, then you're not bringing them up as Christian. You are bringing
I said a prayer in front of them yesterday. Please God, the fucking summer holidays are over soon. There you go.
No, you're not even listening to me. You're not even taking in the hypocrisy of everything you're saying. You are not bringing your kids up as Christian. You're bringing them up to be decent people. There's a big difference. You're bringing them up to be decent people. That is the big, big difference here. I'd love to hear from you on this on 085-825-2626. That's our WhatsApp number, and this is Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Acadian. I led this whole baptism thing. Look, I was a Catholic up to my early 20s, and then I started losing faith in religion and all that shit. I'm self-proclaimed atheist, you know what I mean? I respect everyone's religion and things like that. I still take the piss with a lot of religions, but I still respect people's beliefs at the same time. My ma, I have a 2-year-old. My ma kept saying to me, when are you going to get baptised? When are you going to get baptised? Blah, blah. She's not the most religious person, but she has to believe that if something happened to a child, they're going to like purgatory and things like that. And I'm sure my nanny, who's not here with us anymore, would have actually said exactly the same thing. Out of respect for my mother and nanny, I would have baptised my child if I was living in Ireland straight away, even if I didn't have belief in it. For some people, it's family pressure. I don't think I'm in their family pressure. I don't see it's tradition as well. And let's face it, a fucking christening is just like a birthday party for kids to say. It's just a reason to get a pistol. You know what I mean? And all this fucking fake religious outrage. People like him just like to complain, you know what I mean? That's my thing. Anyway, cheers.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Now, Robbie, this is something that you've wanted us to talk about for a while. What did you want to say on this? You believe that this is utter hypocrisy.
Well, at the highest level. But I want to just before I start my other rant, Jeremy, you said you're bringing your kids up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
Do you think you need Christian values to be a good person? Do you think you need religion to be a good person?
No, my definition of
No, answer the question. Yes or no?
Yes, sir. I don't ask a question, then let me answer. My definition of being a Christian person is being a kind person who accepts people for what they are.
By the way, Jeremy, that's the same for every bloody religion.
My question is very simple. Do you feel you need religion to be a good person?
No, of course you don't.
No, you don't.
Because and that's the right answer. Because if you answer yes to that question, well, then you're not a good person. You're a psychopath.
Jeremy, you're bringing your kids up. As Christian, okay? What is a Christian? Tell me what a Christian is.
In my definition, okay? So I have a definition.
Yeah.
The actual definition. Not your made up definition.
No, he just asked me, what do you think a Christian is? And my definition of a Christian is a person who is kind, who is giving, who is selfless.
Can I tell you as well? That's a Muslim. That's exactly you just described a Muslim as well. So I go back to my point. Why didn't you bring them down to the mosque?
Maybe because I didn't know enough about Islam at the time. Maybe I will.
Okay.
I will.
You give me any Christian on this call, and I will rip them apart based on their beliefs. If they, based on their Christian beliefs, and I will prove that they are actually, in fact, evil fuckers based on that Christian belief.
Okay, I believe that religion is the biggest evil in the world. If you look what's happening...
Well, then why are you saying you're bringing your children up as Christians?
In a Christian household...
But a Christian household is based around a religion.
But I'm talking about all religions...
Bringing your kids up to be good kids.
You look at what's happening in the Middle East, from day one. It's all based on religion.
Islam is basically a more modern version of Christianity.
Jeremy, you said I have to get this out of you. You said you're bringing your children up in a Christian household. So do you say prayers with your kids?
As in Christian ethos.
You hate gay people.
Christian ethos is you follow and you adhere to Christianity. You don't.
You're against gays. You want to keep slaves. Anyone working on a Sunday on the Sabbath should be stoned to death. You believe all that that's Christian.
A Christian household, in my opinion, is a household that is religious and they say prayers and they go to mass and they follow Christianity. You do none of that. So you do not bring your children up in a Christian household.
Basically what you're doing is you're both you, Robbie, and you, Adrian, you're firing low. You're shooting down here. You're literally getting angry.
Well, you're making a fool of yourself.
Am I wrong in what I've just said?
You're literally getting angry over...
What I just said, is it part of the Christian faith in the Bible?
I haven't read the Bible. I don't know. I haven't read the Bible.
But you're in a Christian household. Surely it's on the table at dinner time.
And I just see the chat there. Christians don't hate gay people. Yes,
you
do.
You know you're a Christian household. Do you say prayers before meals?
No, we don't.
No, they don't. That's some Christian household. You just don't get how pathetic you're sounding.
No, my idea of Christian is having good morals.
No, that's just being a good person. It's nothing to do with Christianity. Well, every single religion in the world teaches you to be a good person.
Oh, it actually doesn't. If you look at...
What religion teaches you not to be a good person?
Well, the Burke family. The Burke family, for argument's sake, are
Christians.
Evangelicals.
Christians, yeah.
They're fundamental evangelicals.
They come up in a Christian household, same as yours.
They've said... No,
same as yours,
my household is nothing like the Burke family. They can't stand the LGBTQ community. My family are literally... Or my kids have been brought up to accept everybody... To love everybody and to be kind.
That's just bringing them up decent people.
Well, there you go.
It's nothing to do with Christianity.
By the way, Adrian, both your kids are christened.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
No, but that's not the point here.
Which part of, if I were doing it again, I wouldn't get them christened, do you not understand?
You wouldn't have a say in the matter because the mother would
I would not have my kids christened.
Here, you don't even have a say what shirt you wear on a
Monday.
Anyway,
Jeremy, this was 30 years ago.
Let me get back to what I wanted to say.
This wasn't 30 years ago.
Sorry, Robbie. A couple of years ago. Sorry, Robbie, are we keeping you from Mass? Because I assume you go to Mass every day. Seem to be a theologian there. You seem to know everything about religion. Do you
know? I know enough about it, but I'm actually an atheist.
Oh, you're an atheist? Oh, you're an atheist. Yeah. Okay.
So are you.
And most atheists actually know more about religion than people who claim to be of that religion. So
what's your issue?
What is your view then?
Why are you so triggered, little snowflake man? Why are you so triggered that my three kids are christened? How is it affecting your life in any way, shape,
because
or form?
Because it's hypocrisy. I personally believe if you want to get your child christened, you should have to attend church regularly for at least 1 year before any ceremony. That goes for christenings, communions, and confirmations with the child and the parents. They should actually prove to the church that they are making the effort to bring that child up in that religion in order to be allowed to go through the ceremony. Otherwise, you're using it for a day out. And if you're using it for a day out,
and that's exactly what that's okay, Jeremy, you're a young fellow.
That's funny because God is supposed to love you unconditionally, and now what you're saying is in order to you're
okay, Jeremy, I want to ask a question again. Robbie, this is to highlight your hypocrisy.
Shut up for a second. What Robbie is basically saying is to be in that club, as in the church club, where you...
That you signed your kids up for.
By the way, that's up to the priests, and it's up to the Catholic Church to demand that people go to Mass if they... We were never...
Do that because they know their numbers would plummet.
Yeah, so for our three kids before they got christened, we were never asked by anyone. We were never brought into an office, and I would have told the priest to F off. We were never brought into an office and said, "Do you regular parishioners here?"
And if he said, "You're right, you're not getting your Christmas, we're refusing to let your kids get baptised."
Well, they wouldn't say that because they're making money. Everything's money. They made a fortune.
There you go.
I have another question to ask you. Your son made his communion a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I'll stop you there. He was asked, did he want to? Okay?
Very good, okay. So he said he didn't want to miss out on the few bob. He made his Holy Communion. How often, because he'll be coming around to confirmation time very soon.
Again, none of your business.
Between communion and confirmation, has he gone to church at all?
None of your business, aka never.
I'd put 100 quid on that he hasn't.
But then you're an easy...
Bar a funeral or a wedding or something.
Well, you're asking, has he been in a church since he...
No, has he been to Mass? M-A-S-S.
Again,
which is what he signed up for. Which is what he signed up for on his communion day, with your consent.
Yep.
And again, just having a party.
Did you go to Mass every week after you got married?
No, that's not...
No, don't keep deflating.
Your Holy Communion, you're signing up to be part of the club.
You signed up to be part of the club when you got married in the church. Nearly, baby, you sound like Donald Trump.
It is a valid point.
It is
still a valid point.
It's not. When you get married in a church, you're not committing to attend church. You are when you make your communion, you fool.
Why did you get married in a church?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Answer
that I can't answer.
Oh, you can't answer.
I wouldn't get married in the Catholic Church again.
You would have when you weren't allowed.
No.
You would have.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't.
You would have, because you wanted a proper wedding.
No.
Yep.
You absolute prick. A proper wedding. No, here, Robbie, this is the ultimate in hypocrisy. He's just described a wedding in a Catholic church as a proper wedding, even though he doesn't believe in the fucking church. Oh my God, I'm losing it today.
I find it hilarious.
And this is actually why I wanted to discuss, why I asked it for weeks and months to bring it to this. Because I knew it would cause uproar, because I knew Jeremy wouldn't have the fucking balls
and
or even the ability to defend himself.
No, he doesn't.
Sorry,
he doesn't.
I don't need to defend myself.
Your only defense for yourself is to turn it off. You got married in the church.
Yeah.
I admit I got married in the church, but I'm also admitting that I wouldn't do it again. If you had another child, you would christen the child again.
Yeah. And, well, let me ask you the question. Hang on there, Robbie, because I'm going to ask him a question. I'm waiting. The answer's going to be, I can't answer that. So, Adrian, you have a grandchild now.
I do.
Beautiful boy, yeah?
Yep.
We don't know if his mother and father are...
We don't. I don't know the answers.
Well, then the question is moot.
Well, shush. Will you attend the christening of your first grandchild?
Will I attend the christening?
Attending event is a different thing.
Absolutely.
No, you have to go into the church.
If my daughter... Hang on, church. Shut up.
In fairness...
If my daughter and her partner decide to get their child christened, of course I will attend.
You go to the church.
Yes, of course I will.
Jeremy, I have been in churches as an atheist, and when everyone's kneeling on the ground, I will sit there. I won't say the prayers. I will sit there.
That's so brave.
And be there for my friends.
That's so brave of you, Robbie.
It's a fuck off, Robbie. Don't be.
Robbie, you're dead right in what...
Sorry, medals to hand out to Robbie today. He won't kneel down in the church. Robbie, you're such a rebel. You're such a rebel. My question, Adrian, is, as someone who...
I just answered the question.
You literally broke probably 9 out of 10 commandments in your life so far.
Name four of the 10 commandments you...
If my daughter and her partner choose to baptise their child, will I attend? Yes. Okay? Because I'm not making that decision. They're making that decision.
You can stay home. No, just tell me you'll meet them afterwards.
No, I will attend.
Meet them after for the pints.
I'll attend a funeral in a church.
My funeral. I wouldn't have hypocrites at my funeral.
Paul, you're the ultimate hypocrite. No. You just described a wedding in a church as a real wedding. You absolute clown of a man.
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but you did say it. You said it out loud.
I'll come back on that in a few minutes, because I don't want to sidetrack everything. I'll explain to you exactly what I meant by that. When I think of...
Because it's a good location for photographs.
No, I'm saying is traditional. I mean, a traditional wedding is a church wedding. It's the flowers and the altar and the... Yeah.
You can do that. You can do that in a registry hall.
Yeah, it's not the same in a registry hall.
You can do it in a hotel.
It's not the same.
It is the same. You can do it on a beach. You can get married on a beach now. Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
I'm quite nervous about this because I don't want to be attacked or that. So basically, the reason I wanted to talk is I was brought up Catholic. I didn't really practice it, but I tried to be, quote, a good person. Over the past 12 months, I've been saved or born again or whatever title you want to put on it. And during that time, like, I'm studying most days, I'm reading the Bible, which I never, ever would have thought I would have ever opened in my life. And firstly, to say Christianity is not a religion. Jesus took down the temple to stop the idols going in. We don't need to go to Mass. We don't need to go to church. The Catholic faith has corrupted the true meaning behind being a Christian with their man-made stories, twisting it how they wanted it. You know, like, I have no pictures of Jesus Christ or crosses or anything in my house. I don't go to Mass. I read my Bible and I get to know Jesus Christ. And if everyone just put all the brainwashed shit behind them that we were all brought up to listen to every Sunday and all the stereotypical things, you know, it really is worth getting to read the Bible and really understanding it.
Okay.
Now,
let me come back to the point of the conversation. That's fine. You have your own Christian values, your own, not centered around one particular church. And that's fine. I get that. I respect that. We're talking about the hypocrisy of indoctrinating children into a church that both parents, in most cases, have absolutely no belief in, don't practice in any way, and don't attend church ever, and basically don't go along with the club rules, yet they enroll their kids into this club. I just don't get it.
It's all about keeping up the Joneses and doing what we were taught to do.
That's it.
You know, the Bible mentions nothing about christening your child. Now, it does mention baptizing an infant, but that infant can be like of any age. You can baptize your infant in a river with somebody that is already saved and baptized. That's all you need to do. You don't need to go to a church. You don't need to get Holy Communion. You don't need to get confirmation. That's all. Like, there's no mention of any of that in the Bible.
Okay, and again, that's all fine, and I respect your understanding of the Bible and your reading of the Bible. My question today, in fact, Jonathan, who's the guy who brought this up in the first place, his thing is to highlight the hypocrisy of people indoctrinating their children into a church that they don't even believe in, and yeah, how people can actually do that.
But sure, it's fun. Like, if you see, and you know, I'm not talking about anyone in particular, but when, you know, often you'd be driving by the church of a Sunday after Mass, and every fucking individual is a hypocrite. They're in there doing what they think they're doing. Half of them aren't even praying or understand the prayer. And then they're coming out. So one neighbour could be shagging another neighbour. They're mm-hmm. talking about everyone. Like, it's just the Catholic Church, in my opinion, is control, money, okay, and influence.
Let me just say to Pauline, by the way, you are right. And if the church actually had any morals, yeah, if the church were actually sticking to their word, yeah, they wouldn't have funerals for known gangland criminals, which they do. And that really, when you see a priest, yeah, hosting a funeral ceremony for someone who was a drug dealer or a murderer or a rapist.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you there and give you the true meaning, and a lot of your listeners aren't going to like this, but I'll give you a very quick example of who should be get a funeral, this, that, and what, right?
Go on.
So being a Christian to me is truly believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all our past, future, and current sins, right? Mm-hmm. So you could have, let's say, Hitler at the Pearly Gates, let's say, and Mother Teresa at the Pearly Gates, right? If Mother Teresa stood up and said, no, I don't believe, she ain't going nowhere. If Hitler stood up and said, I believe, he's getting in. You're not judged on your sins, because if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, all your sins are forgiven, no matter what you do. Now, I know everyone's going to go mad at that, but understanding the Bible, really reading it and understanding it, which is hard work, that is the true belief in being a Christian.
Okay, let me ask you the question then about people who, I mean, Jeremy, you use the comparison of gangland criminals. Yeah. There's something quite similar to a parent who is a non-believer in this particular club, this particular church, rocking up and saying, will you pour water on my baby's head?
So you're comparing...
I'm saying you're equally unentitled, if that's a word.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're comparing?
Absolutely, yeah. Because you want your kids to get involved in a club that you don't believe in.
It's all about appearances. It's all about how I look. Like, you claim that you're a good person. None of us are good people. The only good person on this earth was Jesus Christ and is Jesus Christ. We all lie. We all steal. We all, you know, we drink, we smoke. That's not a good person. That's not, you know, if you look up what good means in the Bible, none of us are good. None of us are good. That's why Jesus Christ took the sin of everybody.
Okay, so do you believe that non-believers, and that's what I'm going to call them, non-believers, yes, people who aren't part of any church, whether that be the Catholic Church or one of the Protestant churches, if they are non-believers in that church, yet they proceed to get their kids baptized into that church, are they hypocrites?
Yeah, because it says that you will be judged on your works. You know, somebody mentioned there that Christians hate gays. No, we don't. God does not hate gays. They hate the sin.
Okay, so...
I have to say now, some of the most... Because I spend quite a bit of time on Twitter, on X, and some of the most hateful, spiteful, far-right nutjobs that you come across on Twitter are all God lovers and God followers.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that?
That's what you call false prophets. That's not like that. You know, that's what gives Christianity. Because I was the same. I was like, they're not Christian. Look what they're doing. Yeah. It's like people can easily say, oh, well, I'm this. No, you're not. You're absolutely not. There's no understanding. These people don't understand the true meaning of, like, I don't put a title on myself whatsoever. I'm just a follower of Christ. Yeah. I'm a kingdom citizen.
I agree. And I've often said to these people, if I've argued with them, Adrian, on Twitter, you know, these love Jesus and all that, these patriots, you know, I've always said to them, you're so Now, this is pure hypocrisy because they love Jesus and they love God and they want Ireland to be back of a Catholic country. Yeah, and what I always say to them is the same thing. If Jesus actually did come back, you'd want him kicked out for being a military-aged, unvetted male, wouldn't they?
That's 100%.
That's the hypocrisy. And they are full of bile, absolute bile online, these religious people. Look at some of the things that I don't want to focus on the Burke family, but look at some of the things that the Burke family have said about the LGBTQ.
Well, no, horrendous stuff. Horrendous like,
that's not Christian. That's not Christian.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to send us a WhatsApp. Sinead.
Jeremy, I'm sorry to say, I think you're going down in flames today with the defence. I was brought up, I was christened against my will, brought up having to do communion confirmation, wasn't given the choice. I have a child. Over my dead body, would he ever be christened? I got married. It was not in a church. I just, if you don't believe in something, with people that don't go to mass and christen their kids but have a belief in God, in inverted commas, that's fine because you don't need to go to church to practice your religion or whatever. But in the case of you don't believe in either God or the church, I don't know why you would indoctrinate your kids into religion you've no belief in, or God you've no belief in either. Just my opinion.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We're talking about the hypocrisy of non-believing parents enrolling their children or indoctrinating their children into a religion that they have absolutely no faith in, and literally calling out the hypocrisy of parents who do that. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Marika, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Marika. What did you want to say on this?
My opinion on this is I do believe that people who don't have a belief in God shouldn't have a wedding in a church, in any church, Catholic or any church, and shouldn't bother to get their children christened because it is hypocritical.
And that's exactly the point that Jonathan, who's the guy who wanted us to bring this up today, was saying. He said to not believe in a church or a religion, and yet you get your kids christened or baptized into that religion, is the ultimate in hypocrisy.
Well, it is, because you can't pick and choose. You can have a wedding anywhere, Adrian. You've proved that. You can have a wedding on the ship. You can have a wedding in the back garden. Mm-hmm. You can have a wedding anywhere. If you don't believe in God, just don't go to church. I don't have a problem with people who don't have a faith. That isn't my problem.
Nor mine, I'll be honest. I have absolutely no issues. Well, I don't have a faith. I'll be honest with you, I don't have a faith. So I don't have an issue with people who don't have a faith. It's the hypocrisy of enrolling children into that thing.
There's lots of hypocrisy. As I said, Adrian, you're going to stand at the altar with your daughter for the christening.
I can't.
You will, and you'll have photographs up on Facebook.
That is her decision.
Would you just say to her, Laura.
No. Jeremy, she's a grown adult. I will not dictate to her what she does with her life or her child.
No, I'm not saying that. Listen to me for a second, okay?
What? Oh, protest and not go.
No, what you say is, Laura, I know you're getting...
Jeremy, you're trying to backtrack.
No, I'm not.
He literally is.
I'm just telling Adrian... Adrian will stand on that altar for his grandson's christening in his brown suit, and he'll look lovely and all that, and he'll be on the altar and he'll be shaking the priest's hand and all that, asking does he listen to Opinions Matter, when you're the least religious person and the least Christian person.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Who's not there for him, Jeremy?
Correct.
Who's
correct.
Not
there and Jeremy, can I tell you one thing? The whole thing about the christening ceremony is to renew your baptismal promises. I will not have to do that if I'm attending my grandson's christening, but the parents do.
But say to your daughter, Laura, listen.
No, I'm just going to stand there.
No, I appreciate
it. Stop turning this around.
No, I'm not.
So you want me to protest and say, I'm not going to that. I am not going to that.
Stand by your principles.
No.
Your principles. All I'm asking
I will respect my daughter's decision on it. Okay,
but don't if go. Don't go.
No, I won't not go.
But why would you go inside the church?
Because I'm not.
Jeremy, it's not Adrian's day, is it?
Correct.
It is
not my day.
His grandson's day.
Correct.
It's not his day.
100%.
It's not his day.
Yeah, do you want me to put up a protest? Stand outside, down with this sort of thing outside the church when my daughter's getting her child.
No,
and by the way, I don't even know that they're going to have their child christened or not.
Oh, if they are, we'll get her on the show because she'd be a bigger hypocrite than me. She hasn't been in the church since the 70s. the 80s.
She wasn't even born then.
But I'm just saying, Adrian, do a quiet protest. Do a quiet protest. Just say, Laura, I'd love to be there for this.
As Marika said, the day isn't about me. It's not about me. It's about her and her partner and their child. I don't know.
Can I just say one thing? Sorry to interrupt. It's just that I'm in a real hurry. I've got the ironing board up here, so I'm trying to plow through the ironing. Can I just say one more thing as well? God forbid it should ever happen, Jeremy, but if any of your children were struck with anything, you'd be sat by their bedside praying to God to save them.
Don't think so.
I think you would, as a parent.
Don't think I'd be praying. Because any time I'm sick, it's been doctors who have helped me through. God has never cured cancer in anybody.
That's you.
Your God cannot cure cancer.
God could do anything, Jeremy.
No, but he doesn't exist, so he can't do anything.
You're just reinforcing your hypocrisy.
This is the real problem. If you don't have a faith, Jeremy, that's fine. Yeah. Nobody's bothered about you not having a faith. But where I have a real problem with you and people like you is that you are so derogatory about God, and that is so disrespectful.
And yet enrolled his children into a club.
No,
which is like a fan club for God. You enrolled your kids.
He's a hypocrite.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Marika, I respect your right to believe in your God, but I want you to always equally respect my right to believe that he's a magical man.
She can't understand why you would enroll your kids in a fan club for a fantasy man.
It's not a fan club. You don't get sticker albums when you go.
But that's essentially what it is. You were enrolled.
It's a fan club.
Yep.
It's because you're derogatory. That's what I've got against you. Listen, my mum's eldest sister, her husband, he didn't believe in anything, and he was one of the best people you could ever wish to meet. But also equally, he didn't go about being, you know, nasty or disrespectful towards God or towards anybody that had a belief. And that's the difference between him and you.
He's not getting it, though, Marika. He's just not getting it. The penny just isn't dropping in his little brain today. I mean, you're an intelligent man.
But I do find it quite insulting when people who have come through an illness, when they thank God and all that, because God isn't the one doing 22-hour shifts in hospitals and finding cures.
I agree with you. I'm not going to argue with any of that.
Don't thank your God if you survived cancer. Yeah, thank the surgeons, the scientists who've been spending hours and weeks and months and years trying to develop cures for all these horrible things. It wasn't God.
And God is working through them.
No, he's not. God didn't come up with the COVID vaccine. God did not come up with the COVID vaccine. That was scientists in the lab.
That's a human error, isn't it? That's a human error. It's when things go wrong in this world. It's not God, Jeremy. It's us.
The fact of the matter is, Marika, whether you like it or not, is that when you go to a church for any event, be it a wedding, a funeral, or a christening, or a confirmation, or a communion, 90% of the people in that church at any given time are exactly like me. They just don't have the balls to admit. And I am admitting that there is hypocrisy. And obviously there's hypocrisy.
Okay, but the ultimate hypocrisy is
you going to your daughter's...
No, it's not. Don't be so stupid.
Absolutely.
Sitting in the bloody church.
Absolutely.
I'll go to a funeral next week. Same thing. I'm in a church. The fact of the matter is that the ultimate hypocrisy is somebody who doesn't believe in God, getting your kids involved in a church that you don't believe in.
They're not involved.
Why would you do that?
They're not involved. There's no prayer meetings.
What was the point of the christening? What was the christening about?
They don't get sticker books.
Okay, tell me what a christening is.
Put a sticker of each of the
12. You're poking the shit out of me today. Tell me what a christening is. What is it?
It was a nice day out.
So christening is a day out.
Just like your wedding day. Nice day. Religious meaning takes a second.
But it actually doesn't. I'll give you an example. Let me finish this.
There's a lot of people upset with Marika about, there's a lot of people that you're claiming that God cures sickness and cures cancer and all that, Marika. Do you want to apologise to people who are upset about that?
Not really, no.
That's her belief. That's her belief. That
never believe
they,
that.
They can be as upset as they like. I'm not bothered. It's not my intention to upset people. That's my belief. That's what I believe in.
So if you got for...
Equally so, I'm not against anybody that turns to me and says, I just don't believe it.
Okay, but say for instance, last year, Marika, Adrian survived cancer. Yeah, survived cancer.
Thank God.
And do you think he should be as thankful to God for surviving cancer as he is for that doctor who performed the amazing surgery on you, Adrian, that took the cancer out of your body? Who's responsible for Adrian beating cancer?
Both.
And you're happy with that, Adrian? You're happy to nod? You're such a lapdog. You know?
No, the surgery was brilliant.
You've literally no spine. You're literally going to sit there and Marika...
You want me to argue with a woman over her belief? I'm prepared to accept.
She said you should be as thankful for the man you don't believe in, Adrian, as you should be for the surgeon that took your cancer out.
And that's her view. And I respect her view. I don't agree with her view.
You're a lapdog.
You're a fool. An absolute fool today. You're making a show of yourself today. Trev, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
I'm not sure I want to be on Opinions Matter now.
No, same. Isn't he so...
I'm going to be ripped apart here.
No, but isn't spineless?
What does that even mean?
But it means you don't have a spine.
No, but in what way am I spineless?
That literally...
Do you want me to jump down that?
Put the claws away, will you?
Do you want me to jump down Marika's throat? Do you? No, I won't.
I'd like it to be a man and actually say, it was the doctor that cured my cancer.
The doctor.
Well, why don't you say that?
But Marika believes differently. I'm not going to argue with her.
What's wrong with saying thank God as much as thank the doctor?
And by the way, the very first words that came out of my mouth when you said I survived cancer last year was thank God. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yep. So God cures cancer.
It's just an expression. But anyway, Trevor, what's your view on all this? Is it hypocritical of non-believing parents to enroll their kids in a church that they don't even believe in?
Okay, all my kids are Christians, baptized, whatever you want to say, right? Yep. And they're all baptized into the Catholic religion.
Okay.
So was I, Mrs. I don't step inside the church, though. So.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any religious belief?
I believe in God and I believe in Jesus Christ. Why is that a difference?
Because Jeremy doesn't even believe in God by his own admission.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy's very disrespectful for people who have faith in
that's exactly what I just said about that lady Marika. I am not going to attack her for her belief.
I didn't ask you to attack.
You did.
No, I didn't ask you to attack. I just asked you to...
I don't agree with what she said.
But then just say that to her. Just say Marika.
Right, lads, before you two start going again, I can't see you. You're going back and forth on the same issue. Adrian, I'm going to ask you, and I want you to actually answer this question. Why am I a hypocrite for not going into a church but having faith in God?
Because you got your kids christened into a church that believes in God. You believe in God. Jeremy doesn't even believe in God. So my question was, if he doesn't believe in God, then he may as well have rocked down to the local mosque or to the Church of Ireland church or the Presbyterian church. It makes no difference because he doesn't believe in God anyway.
Yeah, but I believe in God, right? But I don't believe in the church.
Okay, but that's a big, big difference, that you at least believe in the main man, if you know what I mean. Jeremy doesn't even believe in the main man. He believes he's made up. So at least you believe that much.
Jeremy might have been going along with the Joneses at the time.
On three separate occasions.
Didn't this whole thing start off with a fella saying... You're a hypocrite if you don't go to church, if you believe in God.
He did say that, but I would see you, Trevor, by what you just said, that you at least have a belief in God, okay? Maybe not in the Catholic Church, but at least a belief in God. That's one thing. Jeremy has admitted that he believes that Jesus Christ was a made-up fictional character. He doesn't believe he even existed.
No. Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, I get that.
That's a big difference.
But let me ask you a question, Adrian. If I told you I don't actually read the Bible and I don't have any belief in the Bible, would that change your opinion on me?
A little.
Why? But you
at least believe... Well, because why would you enroll your children into something that you don't believe in? I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't believe in the building and I don't believe in going to a room where a man's going to stand there and prognosticate on me about how my sins are going to do this, right?
Okay.
I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ.
But why...
Answer me one question. Why would you think differently if I don't believe in the Bible?
Why did you enroll your kids in something you don't believe in? That's my question.
I believe in my God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't believe in the building.
The building
is completely separate.
Why did you not just bring them up to be good people? Why did you have to go to a church at all?
Because that's my faith, and I believe in my faith.
But you just
But
you just said you don't believe in your faith.
No, I believe in my faith. I don't believe in the building and the people inside it. I don't trust. Like, that's like saying, Adrian, why don't you believe in the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
Human beings. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it changes every couple of thousand years, doesn't it? Just like the Quran.
Again, you're just not getting the point that I'm trying to make here, which is, why would you enroll your children into, why would you put them into a club that you don't believe in?
I don't believe in the building. I believe in my religion, my faith in God and Jesus.
Yeah.
But I can distinguish between the two, because at the end of the day, Vatican City, they're nothing but people on it. They don't have the divine connection to God that everyone, or some people think they
but
do.
But you got your...
Like, at the end of the day, we will never know if there is an afterlife.
No, hang on for one second. Yes, we will never know. But you...
Because when it's open, you've
enrolled your kids in a club that you don't believe in. Do you not get this?
No, I don't. Because at the end of the day, when I'm and like even at night time, and I say to my kids, I'll see you in the morning, please God. I still have that reference to God.
Marika, is this more hypocrisy?
No, because for the first time ever, I think I actually agree in some way with Trevor. I think I do get the meaning. See, in Ireland, it's very, very different because, and I know this because my mum's Irish. So over there, you will say that you're a Christian, but you actually say you're a Roman Catholic. And I'm not a Roman Catholic, I'm a Greek Catholic, because my father wasn't Irish. So I was baptized in his church. And it's completely different in a lot of ways. So you can believe, you can have a belief in God. Anybody can have a belief in God. But it doesn't mean that you have to adhere to the principles of the Roman Catholic Church, or you have to adhere to the principles of any church.
And again, Marika, I understand exactly what you're saying. However, I just don't understand why somebody would enroll their children into something that they just don't believe in. And I'm talking about...
I'm not enrolling them into the building. I'm enrolling my kids into the religion of God.
No, but Trevor, you are. Because you can go and get your kids christened in a Greek Orthodox church, which is a Christian church, in a Church of Ireland church, which is a Christian church. You can do all of that, but you chose not to. You chose the Catholic church that you don't believe in.
No, I don't believe in the Catholic church. The church. The building of the church.
So why get the kids
involved? I believe
involved?
In my God.
Oh, my God. This is scary. This is really scary how stupid both you and Jeremy are today. You not quite as much as Jeremy. At least you have a belief in a God. Jeremy doesn't. Let me bring in more of your opinions. Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I won't be able to come on today. It's a topic that's very prevalent in modern-day Ireland. Like, I was brought up Catholic. Don't go to Mass. And my wife's the same, don't go to Mass. The kids are baptised, communion confirmed, all of that sort of carry on. And yeah, people will call me, I'm a hypocrite, call me what you want. But when my two kids were born, you couldn't get them into a school without being baptised or being christened, whatever you want to call it. So... I think that's probably why for a long time people did, as what you call it, said there, keep up with the Joneses. I know that's all changed now, that you can get into a national school without being baptised. But see, it's just the church has such a stronghold in this country for years. That's why so many people veered away from it. But yeah, there's a lot of hypocrites out there, if you want to call them that. I'm one of them. Guilty as charged.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Trevor, are you still there?
Yeah.
I have a message for you from Mark.
Trevor is also a hypocrite. He got him christened into a faith he doesn't believe. Trevor is a Christian as he believes in Christ, but he's not a Catholic. So getting them christened into the Catholic faith makes him a hypocrite.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what I've been trying to argue here.
Where the fuck do I say as a Christian?
You said you believe in God.
Yeah, I believe in God.
Oh, so you're not, you wouldn't even class yourself as a Christian?
I class myself as a Catholic.
You class yourself as a Catholic?
Yeah.
But you don't believe in it.
All right, I'm talking with you today, Agent. Listen, Agent, at the end of the day, right, my whole belief thing is, right, I don't believe in the church, because at the end of the day, it's just a building, and the fucker inside that building And
Jesus, the fucker inside that building, and this is a club that you enrolled your kids in. God. Listen to yourself.
No, but listen.
And in fairness, right? Trevor, I have to say to you as well. I have to say to you, you know, you've been a caller on this podcast for many years. You are one of the most un-Christian people I've ever spoken to on this podcast. Some of the things you come out with are not very Christian-like.
Jeremy, have I ever heard someone?
Maybe with words you have, yeah.
But
would you say you're a good Christian person?
Yeah, I do my part. I do a bit of charities, a bit here and there, you know.
Adrian does charity work, but he bills them for the appearance. What do you do?
Yeah, what are you shiting on about now? Shut up. I'm cutting you off. I'm literally cutting you off for the rest of this podcast. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Oh, I'm grand, Adrian. I think you're being an absolute condescending prick today.
That's okay. You're entitled
really
to your opinion.
Do.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I really do, because you did religion in school, didn't you?
I did, yep.
Yeah.
I was an altar boy. I was the head altar boy in Ballybrack Church.
Were you not taught that when you're, that you don't have to go to church to pray to God?
I was, yeah. You don't have to be in a church.
So
you
can... what's all this about? Oh, you're not going to church? You know, I'm Catholic. I don't go to church every single week.
That's fine.
I do pray, you know.
Yeah.
I do pray. But just because you don't go to church doesn't mean that you're not Catholic.
Okay, but my issue today is actually more than just not going to church. My main issue today, and it particularly applies to Jeremy, is somebody
who are banging on about, oh, you don't go to church, you don't go to church, you're not a Christian. That's exactly what you're banging on about.
No, with Jeremy, it's not. With him, it's not. It's about the fact that he doesn't believe in any God. He thinks Holy God is a fairy tale. Yet, he got his kids involved in a church that doesn't believe Holy God is a fairy tale.
Well,
a lot of people do it for different reasons.
Yeah,
because you don't have to do that anymore.
A lot of people used to do it for schools.
Yes,
it's
I agree. But you don't have to do it anymore.
And what happens if his daughter grows up? Our sons grow up and they want to get married in the church. They're christened. Isn't that a good reason to do it? I prefer
so
to
that
opt
you can
them
use,
in and opt them out.
So that you can use the club that you don't even support. It just makes...
How are they not supporting it? Because they don't go to church?
No, because, Daddy here doesn't believe in any of it. At least Trevor has a belief in a God.
They might believe when they grow up.
Sorry, my sister...
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Lots of people do things that they don't believe. My sister and her husband are staunch... vegetarians, but they'll still go to a restaurant that serves meat. They'll still sit down and
they just won't consume it. Yeah,
but they'll sit in the restaurant. So should they stand outside the restaurant and go, "I'm not going in there because meat is killed there"?
Perhaps,
just stop.
But that's what you're telling me to do with my grandchild's christening if it happens.
Ten-year-old.
Well, why would you go into church and see your grandchild being christened?
Because the day isn't about me. If they choose to make.
Angela, you'll have those pictures up on Instagram before the baby.
Oh, yeah, look at my beautiful daughter.
I'm cutting you all off. I'm cutting everybody off. That's it. Thank you. I'm going to wrap up this conversation with a WhatsApp voice note from Jay. Hang on. Here he is. Here's Jay.
Now, Adrian, Jesus Christ, Jeremy, you're tying yourself up fucking knots there, you are. And so you really are tying yourself up in knots. So let me get this straight. Only marriages that are conducted in a church are real. So everybody else doesn't have a real marriage. So me and Lorraine's marriage that's coming up this year, because I was married before, I can't get married in a church again. That's not going to be a real marriage. Do you want to ring Lorraine and tell her that, or will I? Jesus, Dixon, you really do not think before you open your mouth. Does that mean Muslim marriages ain't? Or Buddhist marriages, or humanist marriages, or Protestant marriages. The marriage has to be in a church. Now, you don't believe in God, as you said, but you got married in church. So is your marriage valid? Because you don't believe, but you went into the building. Would you like to clarify that, Mr. Dixon? If you have the balls.
I've still got his mic switched off. No, your mic is staying off. No. Sandra.
From Westmead. Did none of you ever question the fact that why do people not go to the house of God even though they do believe in God? Because they don't want to be looking at a priest who involved in paedophilia. Sorry, just saying
that
as it is.
Okay, Sandra, not every priest is involved or has been involved in paedophilia, okay? Let's make that perfectly clear.
I just want to say to Jay, though, thanks for turning my mic back on that. If you were listening to the podcast carefully, I didn't say it's not a, I said it's not a traditional wedding. Traditional weddings, of course it's a proper wedding. But in the eyes of the law, Jason, you aren't married until you sign the court document to say that you're married. So if you get married in a church, it means absolutely nothing in the eyes of the law. It's only when that form that you fill out at the end. So you can get a priest can say, do you take him to be your wife?
Okay, I'm shutting you up now. You're annoying me today.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. Subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon, and we'll catch you on the next episode.